WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Last week, I tried to explain CAPE, so I thought we might go a little further and look at another index, the Bulk Richardson Number, or BRN. BRN is an index that tries to assess the balance between instability, represented by CAPE, and wind shear, or the speed and directional shear with height, in a thunderstorm environment. The basic formula is CAPE divided by shear. CAPE is the amount of instability present relative to a rising surface parcel. Shear is the difference between the 6 kilometer mean wind speed and a 500 meter mean surface layer wind speed. The full formula is CAPE divided by 1/2 the shear differential squared. Now, BRN values greater than 45 indicate that the CAPE is much higher than shear, often resulting in pulse storms if CAPE is weak to moderate. BRN values less than 45 show potential for supercells. BRN values in the teens are considered optimal for supercells. If BRN values are less than 10, the shear is much higher than CAPE. CAPE determines the updraft strength, while the shear determines storm character, that is, supercell, MCS, or pulse. Multicell storms, MCSs, are favored in cases where good speed shear is present, but low-level directional shear is weak. Pulse storms are favorable in cases with high CAPE and low shear, and supercells are favored when CAPE and shear are in balance and both are significant. But there are some cautions. Do not use this index when CAPE and shear are both small. CAPE should be at least 500 joules per kilogram, and shear should be at least 10 meters per second. Various combinations of CAPE and shear can produce the same BRN value. Be sure to inspect the actual amount of instability and wind shear when assessing the relevance of the BRN value. The values I mentioned are guidelines, not guarantees. The BRN index gives no moisture, cap strength, directional wind shear, jet stream wind, or lift information, so these must be assessed separately. I don't think anyone has considered an index to measure the geekiness of the WeatherBrains crew. We have to be assessed separately, too. For your weather questions, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.